singular sensation, every little step she takes.
To much of the world, the late Ed Kleban was a singular sensation. Fellow who wrote the lyrics to the perpetual Broadway hit A Chorus Line and then was never heard from again. But to his friends and members of the theatrical community, Ed Kleban was a good deal more. He was a talented songwriter. He wrote both music and lyrics, and a generous, witty, and somewhat quirky man. His unheard songs and his unknown life formed the subject of a new Broadway musical now called A Class Act. Jeff London reports from New York.
When Ed Kleban died of cancer in 1987, at the age of 48, he left behind a trunk full of songs, like Better.
I've been fat, I've been thin, thin is better. I've been out, I've been in is better.
In his will, Ed Kleban asked two writer friends, Avery Corman and Wendy Wasserstein, to try to fashion a musical around the songs. But when they couldn't, the rights reverted to Kleban's longtime companion, librettist Linda Klein. Klein then searched for a collaborator and 6 years ago found one in director and author Lonnie Price.
And Linda was very clear that she wanted someone to work on the piece who did not know Ed, who did not have a relationship with him, but who would learn about him through the material. And I think that was very wise, because I did. I mean, I have a sense of who Ed was through those very personal, idiosyncratic songs.
First time Dad let me drive his car, the day that I got my degree, and Paris through the window, Paris through the window. One, two, three.
Linda Klein says she introduced Lonnie Price to Ed Kleban's songs by playing him old work tapes.
And so I spent a bunch of time, I can't tell you how long, a few months, translating Kleban to Lonnie and explaining what was in Ed's head when he wrote the song and who Ed was.
Dick in the back. Guess where, creep?
Lonnie Price says that rather than doing just a review of Kleban's songs, he and Linda Klein created a book musical with a story.
It was about a fictional songwriter named Harold. And finally, a bunch of people said to us, you know, it really should be about the real guy and the way you'll get any interest in it if it's about Ed himself. And we were hesitant to do that because of having to involve real people like Marvin Hamlisch and all of that. But we made the decision to make it about Ed. And then it really sort of fell into place.
A Class Act is very much a fictional biography of Ed Kleban. The guy who took a nap from 1 to 3 every day is on the stage of the Ambassador Theater, but the show also takes many liberties. Most of the characters are composites of real-life friends and lovers. According to Linda Klein,
they are not based on any specific person. The number one and overriding consideration is the needs of our show.
One of the characters is called Mona because Kleban wrote a song called Mona.
You are now entering Mona. Population 2.
Like many characters in the show, Mona is a member of the BMI Musical Theater Workshop, a weekly class for aspiring songwriters that Ed Kleban attended for over 20 years. The founder and guru of the BMI Workshop was Lehman Engel, who is one of the several real people portrayed in A Class Act, says Lonnie Price.
We really wanted Lehman to be the sort of patriarchal figure in the show, and he is. And also, with Lehman, one could express the quality of Ed's work through a mentor without us blowing our own horn and saying how brilliant we thought he was.
But Price also says that Kleban struggled for years. Like many artists, he had a day job.
Monday at 9, off to the office. Monday at 6, back from the office. Tuesday at 9, more of the same, alas.
For several years, he worked at Columbia Records, producing albums for musicians ranging from Igor Stravinsky to Percy Faith. One of the songs in A Class Act is called Gauguin's Shoes, inspired by the famous artist who ditched his job as a banker to go to Tahiti to paint. Linda Klein says the song is autobiographical.
Ed was a very successful producer, making lots of money, and trying to get up the courage to leave his job so that he could go off into what he considered Tahiti, which was the his apartment on 89th Street, and write songs.
Were I in Gauguin's shoes, what would I have to lose? I would embrace the muse and even thank her, and I would choose whatever Gauguin chose.
When Kleban finally left Columbia Records, he endured a 5-year period of financial and emotional instability. He wrote bits and pieces of many shows that never got produced. Then he got a break, a big one. He went to see director and choreographer Michael Bennett, who was developing a show about Broadway dancers, and played him a song.
Got up at 8, did my hair, did my face, sang my scales, limbered up at the bar.
And it's the song that he auditioned for Michael Bennett that helped him secure the job of writing the lyrics to a chorus line.
I've got the Broadway boogie-woogie known as Don't Call Us, We'll Call You.
The process of creating a chorus line with Michael Bennett and composer Marvin Hamlisch and the aftermath of the show's enormous success form one of the centerpieces of a class act.
Favorite student.
What?
Thanks, Ed.
What?
So I was wrong.
What?
My God.
Okay, so are you happy?
Ed Kleban was happy with the success of a chorus line and the financial security that came with it. But afterwards, though he worked on many projects, he never had another musical produced, says Linda Klein.
In the hardest, coldest light, I would say that the success of a chorus line went a little to his head. And he also was, on the other hand, terrified of actually going out there and getting his music on and of not having it be well received.
When the dawn breaks in 2001, I won't be here. When the dawn breaks in 2001, I'll be done. And the deeds I am doing had better be done. And the wars I am losing had better be won.
In a class act, Ed Kleban is played by co-author and director Lonnie Price. He says his favorite song is Kleban's most personal.
Well, I think Self-Portrait is one of the most extraordinary songs. It's a man yearning for connection and yet unable to make it. I mean, those lyrics, you know, I want for you to know me well, to see me falling into place, the face behind the face behind the face. A lot of Ed's songs to me are about I wish I could but I can't, and the striving to connect with people and to connect emotionally is very moving.
I'd love for you to know me well, to see me falling into place, to see the face behind the face, behind the face.
These songs are Ed's kids, you know, and I think we're, by doing the show, hopefully exposing them to the world and letting them be heard, which is something he very much wanted and didn't get in his lifetime.
A class act opens at the Ambassador Theater on Broadway tomorrow evening. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.